What's really crazy is the three people that you named, I only know the Unabomber, which is like, which is a test of public education, because I don't know.
You know James Joyce, one of the greatest writers of all time?
I
know Cormac McCarthy?
You could say, Connor, I'll give you $1 million if you could tell me who James Joyce is. I'd be like, fucking a wrestler. I don't know what I'd tell you. I could...
Tarnation!
New studio, new show dates. I have dates on my website right now, ajwilkerson.com. I have shows in Fort Collins, Colorado, Denver, Colorado. I'm going to Pittsburgh in just a couple of days. Phoenix sold out. Phoenix is right after Pittsburgh, already sold out. I'm going to California. I'm going to the Ontario Improv. Mic Drop San Diego, the Brea Improv, and the somewhere else in California. Fuck. I don't know where else I'm going.
Kansas City, and then St. Louis, Missouri.
Ooh, yeah, Fountain City Comedy Festival in Kansas City, and then the weekend after in Springfield, Missouri, at Blue Room Comedy Club. Also, I have dates right now in Philly, Boston. We just added a weekend in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm coming back to Michigan, back to Grand Rapids, where I did the arena with Bert Kreischer. We're adding things all the time. We almost have every date through the end of the year. I have dates all the way through till December, so go check those out at ajwilkerson.com.
I feel like I've drank a shit ton in between from the Patreon up to this point.
But that's the point of the Patreon. The audio, yes. You're supposed to be loose now. We're loose. Loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey.
Welcome back to the Tard Yard.
Well, I'm going to say some stuff that's
welcome to the new and improved Tard Yard.
Yeah,
we're in the new place, in the new studio.
We're getting stanky.
Thumbs up. The cameras are still rolling, recording. We're doing great.
I think John is completely cut out of the wide.
Yeah, right there.
Well, you're there, but not there.
Well, but it's only when I'm chilling is when I'm cut out of the wide.
Oh, well, no, that's their angle. You don't worry about that camera.
Fuck that camera.
That's the wide. And then that's our camera.
That's your angle.
That's
right
our
there.
Angle.
Somehow I'm large and small at the same time. I don't know how the fuck that happens.
Did you just
also I
get
fix
big
that.
For the so, camera?
Well, I just know I'm sitting.
Did you get big
in a
for
weird
the
angle?
He just is.
I saw you just like puff your chest out.
He just
out,
is
like,
big for the camera.
Me?
No, me.
No, you're just you're out of your fucking mind.
You look
mind,
like you're reflexing your chest. Puffing it. Yeah, there you go. You really do look like you just could yeet a keg.
Apes strong.
Yeah.
You do apes look like one of those
together strong.
Apes together strong. You know, I really want to watch those movies.
They're great.
Which one? Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, I want to see.
Well, Rise and Dawn are fantastic, but then it was like Kingdom of the Planet. That was
is there specific? Is there like Star Wars, like you got to watch them in a certain order?
I mean, literally.
We're getting it.
We're getting it.
But
first date.
You don't really.
First date.
Like, if you watch
studio,
them out of order, you'll still understand what the fuck is going on.
Bracket?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just a clip. I've just
got
the clip.
Oh, my God.
I've got the clip on bracket on the other thing.
That whole camera's just getting the back of my head like the whole time.
Modern.
No,
it's getting them. It's getting
pretty bad.
Do your best. Whoa. Ape strong! Ape strong!
I can't do that. Hey, brother!
Was that Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Yeah! Brother!
Brother!
Well, actually, was more like Macho Man.
Yeah! I'm the cream of the crop.
Oh, yeah!
And the cream raises to the top.
My favorite is still Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Come here, hell yeah! He rules.
I don't know.
That was a great Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He rules.
I don't think anything fucking beats Macho Man, though. Like, okay. That's my guy.
You like Macho Man?
Macho Man's my
Macho
fucking
Man
guy.
Macho Man was pretty fucking...
I mean, the costumes, the attitude, yeah. all of that. Having a heart attack while you're driving and exploding on the side of the freeway, that's pretty yeah, sick.
Pretty sick.
Is that how he died?
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, it's because Slim Jims, huh?
Snap to a Slim Jim.
Slim Jim's covered in cocaine.
Oh, yeah. You know, he did not take care of himself.
Snorting cocaine through Slim Jim.
So like, let me eat the hollow.
Give me the chopstick there, brother. Let me show you something.
Yeah. We got 3 minutes of playtime.
I used to use Twizzlers as a straw.
Yeah.
Same. Me too.
Yeah.
Kind of same concept, a little bit more innocent, but you got to start somewhere.
A little more innocent.
Pretty soon I'll be snorting cocaine yeah. through Slim Jims.
Pretty soon.
Do you think anyone's ever snorted coke through a Twizzler?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Gotta
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
Gotta
What's
be.
That like?
Gotta be. So, some like Wall Street dad in the Hamptons with his kids for the weekend was just like randomly found an 8-ball in like a coat pocket and he's like, score.
Let's fucking go.
He just fucking bites the ends off of the fucking Twizzler, the little snack size packs, the little 2-packs, little fucking.
That would be perfect. That'd be a perfect little straw, dude. Yeah.
It's just like, Sarah, take your sister out to the pool for a minute. Daddy needs some alone time.
Yeah. Dad comes out. He's like, who's ready to swim laps? Woo! Sarah?
You think, would you eat?
Sarah, I know you brought your fucking sister out here.
You think you'd eat it, you know? Like, after you use it, would you eat it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That way you don't have to do the rub it on your gums thing. You just fucking eat the Twizzler.
Yeah.
It's to eat it. There you go.
Who's going to carry the boats?
Carry the boats. I think if you, once you've done coke, I don't think it's a question. I think you're like, I'm carrying the boats.
I will carry these fucking boats.
Yeah, who's going to carry the boats is a pre-coke question.
So
yeah, who's
going to
carry the boats?
Say, oh, I'm actually kind of
I got those boats.
I'll fucking carry all these boats.
Stay hard.
I'll do it.
I'll carry the boats
time.
And the hose. I got the boats and the hose.
Boats and hose.
David Goggins.
David Goggins.
Jocko Willink. That's me with the boats.
I love David Goggins. I really got into him during the pandemic. Really.
I don't get it at all.
I think it was just the pandemic times where I was like, I need something.
So hey, which Navy SEAL do you want to listen to?
I listened to all of them and wrecked my body trying to run every day.
There you go. That's about it.
Yeah. You know there's some guy out there that does coke and listens to David Goggins.
For sure.
Yeah. He's just getting skinnier. It's like, I just do cocaine. Just gonna run. And I'm getting jacked by these guys.
He's got coke on the front rail of his treadmill. He's just running to do lines.
Trying to fucking get this line.
Biting off his Twizzlers. The sugar keeps him going.
That'd be sick.
It's not like a Planet Fitness, I mean, you
got, that's just like naked. That's the paid program.
I gotta do this cocaine.
The paid program.
Yeah, every month we'll deliver these fucking prepped meals and pre-measured lines of cocaine.
You can get just the regular membership, the premium membership, or the Jocko Will membership.
Like,
we'll be giving you cocaine and you can just work out after that shit. We'll get real stanky.
Pre-workout for your nose.
It's like creatine, but it goes right into your brain.
They do have something like that.
Smelling
and it's
salts?
Called Blow. And it's a pre-workout. It's a white powder that you snort.
Oh my god, that
so it's
is
just
hilarious.
Cocaine.
No, it's pre-workout.
You just described cocaine.
Yeah. It's so interesting, and they market it like it's cocaine, and it's not. It's pre-workout.
Okay, so what's the difference?
They're like, this is as close as you can get, bro, but it's all natural.
It's legal.
I mean, it's
you
it's
look
from
it
Colombia.
No fucking Delta 9 cocaine, bro. Delta 9 cocaine, bro.
It's called...
It's hemp-derived.
Look up...
Hemp-derived.
Cocaine pre-workout.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll look that up right now.
Caffeine-derived, bro. It's Delta 9 cocaine.
I'm not even going into incognito mode.
I think I'm on a list now. It just popped up with a bunch of rehabs.
The first thing I got was the DEA.gov.
It's a hard thing to probably look up. Maybe just look up blow pre-workout.
I looked up cocaine pre-workout. What do you think is blow pre-workout?
Blow pre-workout. Review side effect. Oh my God. What the
fuck? Yeah, it is called blow. Yeah.
No way.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like cocaine. Bump. 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 Yeah.
Bump. Dude, it's called bump.
Dude, yeah, then it's like take a bump and like it comes with a little spoon.
There's a blow one too. There's That's one crazy. Called blow also.
There's a pre-workout called El Chapo.
Yeah. What my business is I take that and then I sell it as it's cocaine. I buy that.
You're a regular cocaine salesman.
Like, yeah. And it's not illegal because yeah, I'm not selling cocaine.
If you get pulled over, it's
like cops. This is blow.
If you enter
this isn't cocaine.
If you enter the promo code swole as fuck, then you get 10% off your first El Chapo pre-workout cocaine treatment.
Yeah, so.
I know people that used to like snort pre workout and take like the pre workout scoops and like just dry.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
those are the kind of people that would snort blow with a Twizzler.
I am those people.
you dry scoop?
I did.
Jeez.
When we were in Afghanistan to like stay awake, I used to take pre workout and scoop it in my mouth and then pound to rip it.
I'd be scared to do that because like the cinnamon challenge.
You know? Used to be blowing pre-workout like LeBron with baby powder.
Triple H with water.
Baphomet.
With the pre-workout. There in a minute, Johnny. What the
Baphomet.
I didn't think anyone was going to hear that, okay?
I
thought that was just for me.
No, we're wearing microphones. We are wearing microphones.
I see the correlation because you were talking about LeBron, right? Yeah. Yeah. So, what other conspiracies do you believe?
All of them.
What's Baphomet?
Like the devil or some shit. I don't fucking know. I believe all the conspiracies, but I can't tell you a single fact about any of them, bud. I don't know shit.
That's probably common. That's probably a common thing.
What?
Yeah. Believing in it and not be able to be like, it well, this is exactly is. What it is. No, Baphomet is like that ram-headed
go ahead.
Figure. Go ahead. Got breasts and it's duality.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
A lot of duality stuff.
A lot of duality
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, a weird thing to throw in the mix. We're talking about cocaine
What is that?
You ever gotten coked up and talked to a goat, brother? I have. Baphomet.
Ooh, there you go, buddy.
Just that Bonnaroo with Baphomet. Gave me an idea
for business. Turns out it was just a multi-level marketing scheme, but that's the most brilliant Listen, man, I've ever talked to.
I just think everything's about Baphomet until somebody proves to me it isn't, okay?
That's very fair.
This is all I'm looking for.
You have a bit about having the Unabomber's book.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you've read it?
Are you trying to...
This goes along with conspiracies, and I've never got...
So. Were you just trying to get that on camera? It's like, you, John Dollar of 601, have the Unabomber's manifesto.
Well, I mean, you can
and
buy it.
And his stylist.
I do.
Page one, black joggers, gray shirt.
Listen.
Hair growing
out. You do
out.
Your best out here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude.
Anyways, Unabomber's book and his hat guy and
I
his
do
barber
have...
and his...
It's not a book. It's not a manifesto. It is a book. It's called The Industrial Revolution and Its Consequences. I do own it.
What is it about?
It's about how... Industrial
the
society.
Consequences of the Industrial Revolution.
That's exactly it. And how the Industrial Revolution in the early 1800s has completely ruined society, humanity, greed, corruption, all this has gotten out of fucking control to the point that this dude died before like TikTok was even a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I know. Yeah.
Can't you just look at TikTok and be like, dude, there's got to be a reset? on this shit. Dude, this has gone too far. It's gotten out of fucking control.
You know those AI people? Oh, yeah, gang. Ooh, shove it in my ass, shove it in my ass. Like, all that shit. Like, it's gotten out of control, dude.
I do scroll through social media sometimes and be like, you know, not everybody needs a creative account.
Exactly.
You know,
you don't have to sign up to watch.
It's, I mean, don't mail bombs to people. Don't do that. That's bad.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't send me your TikTok of you just silently opening and closing your refrigerator.
That's too specific to not be a thing that happens.
Do you know what I mean? No, like, don't send me your horrible TikToks.
Do people send you horrible TikToks?
I get sent. Dude, I have so many unread messages. I just don't read anything people send me anymore.
You gotta be careful, man. You never know.
Be careful, dude.
You never know.
But yeah, I just see so many horrible. You guys don't see, like, scroll, like, on.
I only see cringe videos. Like, videos of people who they shouldn't be allowed to have phones, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
There's this one old lady, she covers herself in, like, light-up crystals and wears all gold.
Just wait. Hang on.
You know what I'm talking about? And she's like, oh, this is the planet. Glorby, glorby. Have you ever seen this lady?
No, of course I haven't.
She's a no. That's the point. No one should see this lady.
Woman should be in a trench.
Well, see, maybe not her, but everybody else for sure. She's great.
Oh yeah, she's the only good one.
She's gotten her husband into it, and he also dressed.
No, but there should be like there should be like a percentage. It's like when you get over a certain percentage of thumbs down.
They should bring thumbs down
back. You're a watcher. You're a viewer. Soon.
Bring thumbs down back. Bring it back.
That's the social credit system, brother. It's coming.
They had a Black Mirror episode about that.
Yeah.
Where you could, like, rate people in real time, and then you're rating.
Yeah, that was Bryce Dallas Howard that was in that one.
I don't know. Names.
Redhead.
Here's the issue with social media.
Ron Howard's daughter.
Is because everyone has it, and because everyone can post whatever they want all of the time, as someone who makes a living on social media, it's the equivalent of constantly standing in line for other, like, waiting for other people to do returns. And it's like, why is there not, like, a pro services desk here?
Yeah. It's the weirdest
thing, too. I gotta use the regular customer line. I'm a professional.
I'm at least pre-check. I gotta be pre-check.
Can I get a TSA pre-check for social media?
Let me just walk through.
Well, now you can buy a check mark. Which is crazy.
It's like $8 a month for like a blue check.
Buy a check, which, I mean, Instagram knew they were going to make a bunch of money.
Welcome to fucking Whose Line Is It Anyway, dude? Fucking the checks are made up and the points don't matter.
Yeah, a bunch of people that I knew instantly became famous. I was like, wow, look at all you guys.
I remember I would get like followers.
Wow, 1,703 followers. Wow, blue check.
Yeah, crazy. I get followed by like an open micer that had like 200 followers and they had a blue check, but I just saw their name in a blue check. It's like, oh shit, I'm famous. It's like, wait, hang on. What the fuck is going on here?
A movement of funds.
Yeah. It's just an editing of a bio. That's pretty much all that happens.
Yeah. Just pay $8 a month and put comedian in your bio.
I mean, I can't afford $8 a month. I can't just be pissing that away.
I do think about shit like that, and it's like the, you know, the whole, like, our phones are listening to us and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why aren't they listening when I'm fucking crushing all the time? Into that.
I'm going to.
Oh my
fuck you.
This is demonetized.
Sorry. Sorry. You can edit that out. That's my bad. I was going for the joke. You can just beep that whole thing.
Well, goodbye, actually, sponsors.
You know, wait.
Goodbye.
Yes, the FBI is on their fucking way. We are fucked.
at our new house.
Well, actually, they're going to look for the old address, so we're good.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's my bad.
Why does Kid You Know used to have a really funny sketch about, like, what you can't say on TV? And they would talk, and they talked about, like, doing that to the White House. Have you ever seen that? Yeah. It's such a funny sketch. Yeah.
They were just like, it would be crazy if I said you can go into this book depository that's right next to the White House that has a perfect fucking line of sight to the Oval Office. Just line of that would be crazy. It would be crazy. Never tell somebody that.
I still, their Lincoln sketch.
Now you fucked up.
Yeah.
Now you fucked up.
Now you fucked up. Now you fucked up. You have fucked up now.
You have fucked up now. Yeah.
Calm down. Just calm down. Calm down. Just calm down.
I haven't seen this one.
Me either.
We gotta watch
it. Oh, fuck.
That's great.
Oh, that's one of the greatest. A lot of people think that in history, Abraham Lincoln was shot in the back of the head, but in reality, he was beaten to death by his butt with a hammer 100 times.
He's beaten to death in the butt.
He's beaten my butt!
He's beaten repeatedly in the butt with a hammer until death. Dude, it's such a good sketch. It, like, the premise is, like, the whole reason Lincoln got shot in the theater had nothing to do with political reasons. He was talking in the theater. So, like, the play's going on, and Lincoln is, like, yelling. He's like, oh, no! They're right behind you!
Well, no, like, also, the play is like Macbeth with vampires. Where it's just like, oh, Hamlet, 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 Hamlet. Oh, it's like, all right, I'm going to go out. It's like, oh, Hamlet, look out. There's a fucking vampire behind you.
It's such a good sketch.
It sounds great.
Sketch comedy is the best.
Yeah.
That's one of those things, like, in 2.5 minutes, you're like, I wish I could be half that funny in my whole fucking life.
What were you saying?
I was just, that new Tires thing, I know it's not sketch comedy, but it has that kind of feel with, like, the way they do it. Does that make sense? Like,
no,
that,
it's that, like the it does, Netflix
it
show.
It does in a good and a bad way.
Yeah, but it's like a show.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's interesting.
It's like there's a certain, like, linear kind of plot line that's going on, but it's like, here's just the situation that we have. We can fuck around here. We can fuck around there. But at the end of the day, we're trying to get the story of these people from here to there.
Yeah.
Like, that's the plot line of it. And that's actually what's the best thing for comedy, where it's like, if you just leave yourself this much room to fuck around with when the plot line is like this, you just be like, all right, well, we got 8 episodes. We can fuck around, get on that roller coaster until we get to the end point of this. Unless if that's crazy. Am I out of my mind?
No, you're not out of your mind. It works, but my issue with it is, like, there's no, like, character development.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't know anything about them other than what you're, like, what is exactly going on in the show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, it makes it hard to, like, it makes, like, some of the scenes funny, but it makes, like, it's hard for any character to be, like, likable.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's just like, oh, it's just Shane Gillis with some guys.
Right. The thing is, too, about that is, like, that's definitely true. I've known people that I've worked with in, like, a fried chicken joint for 4 years, and by, like, the 3.5 years in, I only just found out that, like, my friend, like, his mom is dead. So at the same time, it might also encapsulate the fact, like, when you're here, you're with these people, and when you leave, that's fucking it.
Yeah, you do get that feeling.
So it might just be, like, in that moment.
But that... there's a reason why there's not a television show about that fried chicken place.
Well, I just went 8 episodes.
Yeah.
This is fucking bullshit, AJ.
You know what I mean? There's a reason why people care about The Office is because there's, like, oh, there's a will they, won't they with Jim and Pam. There's, like, what's going to happen with Michael? Why does this guy still have a job here? And then, like, all of the weird shit that's going on with his life. Yeah. And, like, you learn about the characters and you care about the characters. And they, like, you have to figure out a way to do that with a show like Tires.
Yeah. Also, The Office had 9 seasons to do that. It's like with Tires.
It gave you the will they, won't they of Jim and Pam in the first episode.
That is true.
It gave you that, like, there's a romantic thing going on here.
That is very true. Yeah.
Have you watched The Office in its entirety?
Yeah.
I haven't yet. I've watched episodes here and there, and I've watched, obviously, like,
oh, no.
Compilations.
I've watched it front to back, like, 3 or 4 times at least.
Interesting.
I mean, it's still.
It gives me the same kind of feel just from what I see. It's like, it's very sketchy, but I didn't know they kind of get into everything that deep.
It's like very deep. It's just like basic writing, like foreshadowing, yeah. Right? Like the first episode, like Jim and Pam flirt, and then she's dating Roy from the warehouse, and Roy comes in and kisses her, and there's like a tense moment, yeah. And just right from the first episode, you're just like, oh. There's a reason for people to care about what's going on with these characters. Yeah.
It is actually the best way to set up a pilot, too, because like there's too many storylines here that enough people aren't going to be like, ah, who gives a fuck? Like, enough people are going to be like, I really want to see what happens next.
Yeah, like, you get the storyline of the one dude, like, trying to call his dad, and you're like, okay, his dad runs this company, but he doesn't really give a shit about this dude.
Right.
But that's really the only thing across the whole, like, you get, like, a couple fun moments. Like, there's the moment with Stavi where they're talking about the car. Where he's like, oh, you get bitches in that? Or whatever. He's like, you pull bitches in that?
I get pussy in this.
Yeah.
You know I get pussy in this.
But, like, can you imagine a follow-up scene of that with like Stavi on the phone, like begging like his girlfriend or something to let him come like home.
That might be season
like,
2.
Come on, like this, they, like, come on, let like the kids need to see me, blah, 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 blah.
So, do you not see the car I drive?
Yeah.
Come on, you know I get pussy in this thing. If you just sit in it, we'll get pussy.
Yeah. Or like Creed in The Office. Like, even though it's just random little fun things, but it's all fun little random things that you're like, this guy's fucking insane and, like, maybe a high-level criminal of some kind. Do you know what I mean? Like, things like that, like the, I can't remember her, Meredith, from, like, the sloppy lady.
Yeah, the drunk. The
real sloppy drunk, the titties falling out, upskirt shots in the office, just
redhead, Irish, just fucking white trash.
I wish it had, there was more of that. But it is, because it's a lot like sketches.
That's what you mean, though.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
Where it's like, I want there to be more of it going forward, but I wish there was a little more of it in that.
A story, little side stories to kind of build the interest. I definitely see what you mean on that. Because, like, you look at, like, I Think You Should Leave, and, like, it's so obvious.
It's so good.
I Think You Should Leave was phenomenal. But you still kind of get that. It's that same kind of, like, you, every time you see specific people, they're kind of the same people. In the sketch, you know, like more specifically, like Tim, you know, he always plays kind of the same guy,
the wild man
in each sketch. Yeah, it's interesting. So it like develops him, but there's no side stories. But each sketch is so just
but awesome. What he does, it literally in sketches, he'll have a sketch, and then like 3-4 episodes later, there will be a sketch that is a direct callback to a different sketch. And literally, he develops a storyline across sketches multiple episodes apart from each other.
So if you don't watch linearly, you'll be like, wait, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Yeah, just like little Easter eggs.
Like the hot dog sketch?
When he ran through the building? Is that what you're
talking about?
He's trying to secretly eat the hot dog during the meeting. Yeah. And he chokes on the hot dog and throws up on that. And he's like, whose bag is that? I almost tripped. But then, like, there's the, like, 7 episodes later, there's a sketch that's a commercial for a hot dog vacuum.
That's right.
That is a callback to that.
It's like, and he's like, vacuum that goes up your sleeve.
He's like, I developed this technology after I got fired from my last job because of something embarrassing that happened that I won't talk about.
Won't talk about it. Yeah, that show rips, man.
That show rips.
I like the haunted house one.
Oh my god, did they ever, any of these fuckers ever just bust out a wall and just blast cum all over everything?
Did these fucking fuckers just like blast out of the fucking walls?
Me and my boy Jake, dude, our favorite part of that sketch is literally at the very end when his mom comes and picks him up and she's like, did you make any friends, sweetheart? And he goes, not really.
Just him crying. Like,
yeah, I not really.
Is Jake the
long-haired hippie dude?
He crushes.
Yeah.
He rips.
Love it. Yeah.
He's
Jake.
So funny.
Dude, just him like crying coming out after like the back room. Just like, I don't want to ruin anyone's night. I don't want this to be the worst day anyone's ever done their job. I just want to know, do any of these fuckers blasting it out of the fucking walls. I still, like, my mom watched that like 6 years ago. I don't think she's laughed at anything more like before or since.
It's so unique. Like,
dude. If I like come up to my mom and just go, do any of these fuckers? She's like, yeah, we're having a good day. She just starts laughing.
Dude, my favorite one is the dog in the pig costume.
He's like,
imagine that coming at you. And he's like, and that thing isn't real, but this really did come at me. And then it's the dog and things. This happened
to me. What
the fuck? This happened to me. Just, you look at that very quickly and boom.
And my first thought was, I don't have to go to work tomorrow. What the fuck did they do to us? What did they do to us?
So good. I love the drive through one.
What's with my burgers?
Let me go. I'm trying to do something.
Wait. I'm trying to do something. Just wait. This whole show has just been going on, us being like, isn't that show great?
It really is, dude. Although, one of my favorite things about that show is the fact, like, that show exists because networks are stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially SNL.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. SNL, those are, like, that show started with all, like, with a bunch of the sketches that SNL rejected and was like, these aren't good, like, blah, 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 blah. And it was like, okay, cool. And then somebody gave him the opportunity, and he was like, that's literally all of the sketches, of sketches that SNL rejected.
He was on SNL, I forgot that. Yeah. So those were all things that he tried to pass on SNL. Yeah. That's so sick.
Good sometimes him, a no is okay.
Good for him. Well, it's also like they just have the idea of being like, oh, well, people don't want to watch things that are silly and fun and take their mind off the 14-hour shift that they had. It's like they want to just sit through another lecture after lecture after lecture. It's like, no, maybe I just want to watch I Think You Should Leave. Where he's just standing there being like, I got too much fucking shit on me.
Network people, because they're not creative, they think everything is like, oh, it's a formula. And so it's like, oh, this doesn't fit our formula, and they reject that. But that doesn't mean that that thing doesn't work. It just doesn't match that formula. It's the same thing that Disney did, and like how Pixar, if you ever, there's a book called Creativity Inc. by Ed Catmull, and it's like the story of how Pixar became Pixar, and how it started as like a brain trust and got sold to George Lucas and blah, blah, blah. But part of, like, when they first became, like, they were going to make films, they hired writers that were fired from Disney because Disney's animation had become very, like, formulaic in what they would make and put out.
Yeah.
And somebody came up with this idea and pitched them their idea for the movie, and they're like, that's crazy, and that doesn't match our formula, and they fired them. And somebody at Pixar heard the pitch and was like, fucking get over here immediately.
What movie was that?
Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, that movie.
Brave Little Toaster?
Brave Little Toaster.
It's classic.
They also fired the guy who pitched Iron Giant.
What?
Come on.
Yeah.
Iron Giant. Is that
so? It's like what we were talking about earlier, though, man. It's like,
it's one of the best.
That no sometimes is like, that no will drive you to great things, you know?
Yeah.
It can be very motivating. Yeah.
Now look, you gotta look at my stupid fucking face. You gotta look at the poster for my stupid fucking movie. Remember that movie, my stupid little movie about a toaster? Remember? Now you gotta look at it. Yeah.
Stare at my toaster.
It's fucking stupid. Fuck that.
Yeah. There's a really cool like mini documentary on YouTube. You know the movie Emperor's New Groove?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So originally it wasn't that cartoony. It wasn't like as goofy. Like there's like a whole original like art where it's like very serious and like you can see the same characters in it, but they're not as like animated and silly. It's more like like Samurai Dark. Jack almost kind of shit. Like
that's one of the best.
It's a really cool thing. And they like last minute were like, we got to change everything.
We got to make it more fun.
They made a whole thing and then they had to redo it like in a different animation. It's very interesting.
You know what that made me think of was that Chris Farley was originally supposed to be Shrek and then he died and then they got Michael Myers to be the voice of Shrek.
I didn't know that, man.
Yeah.
Chris Farley.
And when you listen to like, because he did like previous recordings of it and it was going to be a whole other vibe with that movie. It was going to be like Shrek's just like, just an ogre, but he's just hanging out. Fuck that.
Fuck that cauldron.
Fuck the fucking ashtray, whatever that
Baphomet.
Is. Next to Fuck Baphomet. Fuck me.
He's over here sacrificing spotted cows to Baphomet.
Trying to talk about Chris Farley being Shrek.
So they had video? Like they have like...
There's an audio recording of him like running the lines
like
through
the voiceover, like voice recording. Yeah.
It's kind of sexy.
That's also like that Netflix movie they did. The... Fuck, what is it?
What's it about?
It's like the zombies in Vegas and they're trying to pull the heist before like the... And like rob like a casino vault before like the...
And they're zombies?
This sounds like every movie ever made.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's like a... It's on Netflix. It's like a... I think it's a Zack Snyder thing.
Okay.
But Dave Bautista's in it.
Oh! I know what movie you're talking about.
The wrestler Bautista?
Yeah, he's nice. In it. And so is Tig.
So is Tig Notaro. So that's the point. That movie was filmed, and Chris D'Elia was supposed to play was the helicopter pilot. They filmed the whole movie with Chris D'Elia in that role, and then all that Chris D'Elia stuff happened, and he got canceled. And they reshot all of those scenes with Tig.
That's right.
On green screen.
Whoa, Tig, I didn't know
there
that.
There were no actors. She met none of the other cast until they started doing the press tour for the movie.
What? Yeah.
She literally shot all of her scenes on green screen and crushed.
Yeah, she did.
It was Army of the Dead.
Army of the Dead.
It's about zombies that rob a bank.
There's a zombie outbreak in Vegas like that happened a couple years earlier. And so Vegas is like quarantined or whatever. And it's all zombies in Vegas. And the government is getting ready to like firebomb Vegas, and they're gonna kill all of the zombies to make sure the outbreak doesn't get out, and blah 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 blah. But a guy hires these like mercenaries to go into the quarantine zone and help him rob a casino vault before the government destroys everything. So they're gonna pull a heist in the middle of this fucking zombie quarantine zone.
I appreciate you telling me that, AJ, but I got distracted because I choked a little on this vape, and these two imbeciles cannot contain
imbeciles.
This. Yeah, it's how it's spelled.
Oh, imbeciles.
Imbeciles. You gotta say that spell.
We were right there for like 90% of the story.
I'm gonna check that out.
He almost
Army
died.
Of the Dead.
Army of the Dead. There's also like a prequel movie to it.
I didn't know that.
That's about like the Safecracker dude.
Oh, okay. What's that one called?
Army of Thieves.
Army of Thieves.
So
okay.
Army of Thieves is a prequel to Army of the Dead.
I didn't know Tig did all those scenes on green. That's insane.
That's true, yes.
She's so good in it. I did not know that.
It's interesting that they took him out because all that. So they made that around the time all that crazy stuff with him was going on?
Yeah, it delayed the movie like a year because they had to do all these reshoots and stuff like that and cost him a bunch of money. And
That is still such a funny clip where he just finds out, it's like, wait, Snapchat doesn't actually disappear? And then it's just like, oh.
There's a clip of him saying that?
Yeah, no, there was a clip where it was just
like, yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's like somebody on a podcast explaining to him that, like, those don't disappear. Like, that, like, people, like, they'll so come back as, like, memories or, like, something like that. Or it's like an archive, like a data bank of it. And you just watch him be like, oh, cool.
And he immediately pulls his phone and is like, fuck.
That's funny. Holy shit, I didn't know that. That's you got to see him real time find out.
Oh shit.
That his career was over.
Because we've all had like, oh shit moments.
Yeah.
Like all of us have been in a moment where it's like, ooh, this is bad. Even for me, oh shit, this is bad. But it's like to have that recorded. I would never want to watch a recording of me just being like, I am in so much shit now. It's like, oh, I'm in deep shit.
You will one day in like 10 years and like they see this podcast and you're talking about the Unabomber's Manifesto and Baphomet and
Buddy, you act like that isn't a part of my act. I go on stage in front of strangers
bombs
and be
everywhere.
Like, don't act like you've seen my act, AJ.
I can assume.
The stanky manifesto.
The stanky manifesto.
Oh, yeah. The stanky Bigfoot guy.
Where does stanky come from?
I don't know.
You say it a lot. What made you want to start saying
it started being like, you know, we're hanging out here, you know, we're crushing some beers, we're having some good sets, we're getting fucking stanky out here, you know what I'm saying?
And it just stuck?
Then it was like, oh, if we're not getting stanky, then we're getting fucking stanky. Stanky's even better.
It's a great word to describe. All right,
fucking stanky. If we're out here, it's like all of us on this show. It's like if it was like you, me, Sean, Hunter, like all of us, like on a show, and we all just rip tits. We're just like, oh, we're getting fucking stanky out here.
Yeah, you got a little Coca-Cola, and somebody comes around with a flask and is like, yeah, it's right here. A little stank on
you
it.
You want to put a little stank on it? That's a little bit of stank. Put a little stank on that.
Oh, flask. You ever been a flask guy?
A little bit, yeah. But that's just because I was a social anxiety drinker.
Oh.
So if it was like somebody was like, oh, meet me over here. It's like, well, shit, I'm going to have to drink before I get there.
Well,
there's going to be people there, dude.
That's really funny because I'm both. I was going to drink either way, but you know what? Now that I'm being asked to come over there, I'm going to drink.
I won't just drink alone in my house unless I'm getting ready to go somewhere. You know what I mean? That was my drinking.
Wallet, keys, jack.
Got everything I need. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Also, sporting events. I grew up in like a college football town, so every year we'd go to like a Gator game, but our friends would get like the little plastic like alcohol pouches that you could hide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
alcohol pouches.
I'm from the mountains, you got to explain this to me.
So like there's different versions of it, but they make them for dudes. You can like hang it like inside of your belt. It's like a plastic, almost like an IV bag.
You can
fill it with alcohol. You can take alcohol into the stadium because this was before you could buy beer at college football games.
This is an option?
Yeah, this is an option. They have ones for girls that's shaped like under boob. And so you can go put it in their bra and you fill it up. And then you just have like body temperature vodka.
What'd you fill it up with? What was your... Yeah, I mean, you can just go get like a lemonade though and pour a little, you know?
Get a little big Coca-Cola from the...
Yeah.
Fucking... What's it call it? Concessions?
Yeah.
Big Coca-Cola? All right. Top that off for me. A little titty tequila.
Ooh. I never snuck it in that way. I used to Camelbacks for Warp Tour. We'd sneak copious amounts of alcohol in our Camelbacks.
These were. They were like basically undercover Camelbacks. It was like the bag without the outer shell. It was just like the inner liner, but
just tucked
built
away
where you could hide them.
Conceal carry.
Concealed carry. concealed carry camelbacks.
Exactly.
Just filled with whiskey. The warmest whiskey ever.
Yeah, it's on your dick. Ooh. It's whiskey dick.
It's like, this is the exact temperature of my body. Drink it.
Me and my buddies went through a phase of like carrying flasks. For some reason, we just bought them. And anytime we'd go out to Walmart or the mall, or, you know, like we would always just fill it up and get hammered.
There. Like, yo, just fucking pour this in.
We would a flask at a movie in a movie theater.
Yeah,
we had flask when we went to see the Opry Mills lights for Christmas, like all that stuff. And we just, I mean, by the end of the night, we were hammered. We filled it up with had the remnants of every liquor. So we just mixed it and then filled our flasks up with just the.
I stopped drinking for a long time. And now I'm at the point where, like, I'll drink if it's, like, something celebratory or, like, something, like, if I have an occasion to drink, I will have a drink. Like, me and Taryn went out to a cigar bar the other night. And
where'd you go?
Sunset on.
Everyone's waiting.
Blank.
Fine. Sunset. I'll have to
look at the name of it. But I got a cigar that was called Leather and Rose. I know that. I know the cigar was called Leather and Rose. Mm-hmm. And I got an old fashioned, like, because I was like the recommended to pair with the cigar. And I was fuck yes, I'll have a like bourbon old fashioned and a cigar. Because that's like an experience.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's like I'm having a drink to pair with this thing that goes well together because that's the point of having the thing together.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to hang around with a bunch of people. Let me fucking pound these real quick.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me drink wine
fuck
that
my
way.
Face real quick.
You drink wine?
Yeah, no, wine, same wine. Thing.
Yeah, well, just like if I'm at like a dinner. Like, if I'm at a dinner at a place that's like, we recommend this specific wine, I'm like, all right, give it to me.
Yeah, what that was how I initially broke my
sobriety
streak.
Wine.
I do eat wine.
But at those dinners, are you ordering fish? And they're like, here, let's give you
the most recently, yes, we went to Cafe House in Nashville.
Okay, but like in general.
So, yes, I had fish with this. But, I mean, there's a place in Nashville called Butcher and the Bee. That's like really sick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like a bunch of different foods and they'll tell you what wine I recommend.
I'm trying to just get Kyler to admit that he had a chicken sandwich and like red wine. Because like
the wine's in a flask.
Usually, yeah.
Exactly. Chick-fil-A. Little Chick-fil-A and Chardonnay.
Yeah. Jesus, like, oh,
recommended
I
drink wine with this Chick-fil-A.
Because he's like, oh, no, I have wine with my meals. It's like, what meals? It's like, oh, just, you know, around town. It's like, you can get a lot of food around town.
Oh, Wendy's and a white Zinfandel.
Yeah. Get a Dave's Double and some fries. Let me get some red wine with that.
I'm sure some soccer moms do that, probably.
I'm sure.
Well, some girl soccer moms That's some
lady tonight is like, hashtag girl dinner. Dude, she got a $5 biggie bag from Wendy's.
And a flash of Cabernet.
And a $5 bottle of red wine, dude.
Woo!
Just box wine. Just a camel bag, but instead of the bag, it's a box wine bag.
So, Raleigh's. Pink Moscato. And Wendy's spicy nuggies, dude.
Well, man. Spicy nuggies.
And a bubble bath.
Bath bomb.
Bubble baths rule.
Bubble baths rule.
And I will still take a bubble bath.
No, yeah. I don't. You take this in as gay as you want it to be, but I'm going to show you my bathtub after this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, hell yeah. So when I was
all that is just a wild fucking approach.
When I was a kid, I don't know why my mom would let me do this, but I would take baths with like glasses of Welch's sparkling grape juice, and I'd have like a Yankee candle in there.
Oh my god!
Lights off, just warm water bubbles. My mom would let me do that.
Something Dion in the background.
I did that.
She probably let you do that because I imagine that's something she would do. I imagine it started as like, I want a bath like mommy. Like, I want a mommy bath. And she's like, okay, fucking.
She's like,
let me make up the child version of this.
We used to have this, like a DVD player thing that we would watch if we would like travel long.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually started setting that up on the toilet. And watching like movies.
You just described how I use my iPad currently.
Yeah, I can't stop.
Ooh,
yeah.
There's a bathtub in this hotel? Yes, oh. My iPad's going on the toilet again.
Daddy's watching Shark Tank.
Daddy's watching Shark Tank.
What's your go-to bathroom videos?
It depends on what. It depends on what. No, I'm a binge watcher, so I got to be into a show, or ooh, I'll find like a movie. Be like, ooh, what's a good movie that I can like enjoy this bath? I fuck with a little Aaron Sorkin. I fuck with the Newsroom hard.
Oh fuck, buddy. I'm sorry, but that's like the worst Aaron Sorkin
project
ever created. What? I mean, like, the first 10 minutes of the first episode is good, but, like, okay. I'm sorry, but
Charlie Wilson's War is fantastic.
The Social Network is fantastic.
I thought we were talking about shows, because we were talking about binge-watching shows.
We could talk about anything. There's Charlie Wilson's War. There's The Social Network.
I want to see that. I've been watching a lot of videos.
The Social Network?
Yeah, about Mark Zuckerberg. I've never seen it.
It's a good movie.
It's so fucking good, dude. I will Google.
They went through a lot of, all I know is like, they went through a lot of laptops when they filmed a scene of him breaking laptops. Went through like 30-something laptops.
For the fifth time in two days, I will Google Aaron Sorkin movies.
It's a good movie. My issue with it is casting, because as good as he is in the movie, the whole time you're still just like, that's Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Is Justin Timberlake Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
No, he plays a, like...
He's like the Napster financier. Guy. He's the Napster guy.
He also did Moneyball.
Moneyball is fantastic.
Fantastic. Let's see here.
Let's go Joan Hill.
Few Good Men is great.
Few Good Men. I've seen
that one. Molly's Game was actually really good.
I watched that last Molly's night. Game. It's fantastic.
What is it about? Molly's Game.
It's a woman that was going to go to the Olympics, but instead she fucking created her own illegal gambling bullshit.
Instead she did some Molly and was like,
that's actually a part of the fucking movie. So all these sex coming in. We need Molly. Where's Molly? We need some Molly. It's like, well, they're talking about the drug.
Have you guys watched the current Olympics at all?
A little bit of basketball.
They've seen that Satanist opening, and my Catholic ass can't stand the rest of it. Listen, I don't give a shit what they do.
Too stanky for Catholic.
No, actually, here's the thing. It was not stanky enough. It wasn't stanky enough, because if it was stanky, then it'd be cool. But it wasn't
there was
stanky.
No Baphomet. It was bullshit.
There was no Baphomet.
No Spotted Cow. No Baphomet.
There was I didn't know who Marie Antoinette. Is that the...
Marie Antoinette.
I didn't know who she was up until...
Henry VIII.
Because of the opening of the Olympics. Yeah. That was very controversial. And everybody was saying that it was satanic, but everybody online freaking out. So I looked into it. It's not. It's just
her head was cut off,
so she was holding her
everyone
head.
Everyone thinks everything is satanic.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Maybe not a big sports guy, but James Harden used to do, like, after hitting a three, he'd do, like, the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's cooking, and people were like, oh, it's satanic. It's satanic. What? Just because the same people that are like, I don't like when athletes kneel for the anthem were the same people who back then were like, I don't like when athletes celebrate stuff.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting that
they're saying that's satanic. I like how long their hair is.
Yeah. It's satanic.
Has anyone ever accused you of doing something like that?
It's coming.
Has there ever been like a picture of you like doing this just like because they caught you in the middle of like...
As you're like racing away from
it. If anything, like, they'd catch me mid-stim and I'd be throwing up like a weird... Like, that actually is a gang sign, but he didn't know it was a gang sign.
He just caught me at the right moment, okay?
That'd be a funny conspiracy.
Yeah, dude.
Like, AJ Wilkerson's
a part of... He threw up the 17th Street Latin King symbol by accident.
Like, you are confirming the conspiracy, but the guy who took the picture is like, I'm just trying to have a good time. I don't know.
Then there happens to be a picture of you... With somebody who like 7 degrees of separation.
Yeah. Oh, I do worry about that. Yeah.
Worry about what?
Like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever.
I'm sorry, what?
6 degrees of separation. The Hollywood version of that is 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
It's like a thing where, like, any actor, and within 6 degrees, like, of, like, oh, this guy was in this with this person, and this person was in this with this person, you can get to Kevin Bacon. Anybody in Hollywood. Everyone in Hollywood exists within 6 degrees.
You might actually be, yeah.
Holy yeah,
shit. You've never heard of that?
This is a real thing.
No, I've never heard of this.
So it's like, yeah. if there's somebody that you want to meet, right? You know someone who knows someone.
Well, I want to meet my mom.
Who knows someone, you know what I mean? Like, it just keeps going up until eventually you could find your way in the same room as that person.
So yeah. Technically, it's my mom's fault that I haven't met Kevin Bacon yet.
Maybe.
I have a degree of Kevin Bacon.
A degree?
Yes.
Bachelor's?
I was in Clerks 3.
Okay.
Even though my scenes were cut from the final film, I worked on the movie. So I have a degree with Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. And Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes are like 3 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
So you're right, within
so, yeah. So I'm like 4 degrees.
From Kevin Bacon. From
already
Kevin
right Bacon. There. Yeah,
and that's how it works.
And that's how it
yeah.
works.
You've never heard of that? It's, yeah, you could. It's pretty interesting. You're probably 6 degrees from the Unabomber.
I mean, I'm not even. I'm like 2 degrees from Martina McBride.
That's cool.
Because my mom, she like grew up with Wayne Dahl, who was the slide guitarist for Martina McBride. And we got fucking front row seats to a Martina McBride show. So,
well, it's not called 6 degrees of Martina McBride.
So. Yeah, it's actually 6 degrees of Martina McBride.
Hang on, this is crazy. My first time in Nashville, I was in the audience for this TV show called The 7 Degrees of Martina McBride. And it was a competition these singers who had somehow had 7 degrees of separation from Martina McBride. They did a contest, and then you got to vote for the winner.
That's...
And Rodney, one of the Rodneys played it. I forget his name.
That's pretty sick. That's Rodney pretty Atkins, hilarious. Rodney Carrington.
Atkins. Rodney. Yeah.
With her.
Rodney Carrington playing
it. Rodney Carrington.
Rodney Carrington rules, dude.
It was at the Crazy or Wild Horse Saloon or whatever it was called downtown. Yeah, so that's hilarious. 7 degrees of separation.
Martina with Martin Luther.
Yeah.
It's way better than being compared to the Unabomber.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't see how that checks out.
How could you?
You make that.
It's all you.
Yeah, I don't really do anything.
For starters, you're part of his book club.
Oh, his book club or his group? I'm sorry.
His demographic.
We meet under the pedestrian bridge.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I the asshole or did he make some points? I'm sorry.
I don't know his points. I haven't read the book. I will say that.
I have.
I don't want to get put on a list.
You don't want to get put on the same list.
Maybe if I saw it like a thrift store, I'd be like, it's like all right.
They you can't. Know what? I've been meaning to check out Mein Kampf in case that guy had any good thoughts.
I'll tell you, it's like, I bought that at the same time that I bought a book about Ruby Ridge in Waco. And I was like, the moment that I pressed purchase, I was like, I am so much on a fucking list.
Well, you can't own a book about Waco and the
Unabomber book.
Not together. That's like a Blockbuster violation. You know what I mean? Like if you had tried to check those out at the library, they'd be like, you got to return like one of these before you check the other one out.
It's one or the other.
I like to think that this bookshelf has that, and then a bunch of Berenstain Bears books.
There's some Goosebumps in there.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I love Oral Stein, and then there's Mein Kampf and the Unabomber. A book about Waco, but then look at all these Berenstain Bears books.
This is my personal collection. You read
Judy Blume? I have a bunch of Judy Blume.
I like a mystery.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Ow. Ow.
The Unabomber's book. Ow. Every Aaron Sorkin screenplay.
It's right back there.
Do you read a lot, John? You like to read?
I do.
What's your favorite
book? As much as I can.
What's your favorite book? My favorite book. Sometimes he's like, I can't read.
I'm looking at words and I can't fucking understand.
That's how it feels when I read sometimes.
Here's what I'll tell you. First of all, whenever somebody asks me what my favorite book is, first of all, anyone that says Finnegan's Wake is their favorite book, they're a fucking liar and a dickhead. Fuck them.
What's Finnegan's?
Finnegan's Wake is a book written by James Joyce where he basically created, like reinterpreted the English language through the Irish language. Either way, it's like you just get 2.5 pages through it and you're like, this is fucking insanity. This shit sucks. like you can't fucking listen to it. Otherwise, like James Joyce also wrote Ulysses. It's one of the greatest fucking novels ever written. Cormac McCarthy, he's one of the best writers of all time. The Road, No Country for Old Men.
Cormac McCarthy, James Joyce, the Unabomber.
Dude, you know what's
listen, I don't like that that's on
I can't
camera.
Wait to, I can't wait until
what are you trying to do to me, AJ?
I can't wait until we get to your favorite book. I hope it's something just completely off the wall. It's like, my favorite book is actually An Idiot's Guide to Professional Driving.
It's the Bears Seeing Bears from Another Multiverse. As we were talking about the Mandela effect, that's it's about.
What's really crazy is the three people that you named, I only know the Unabomber. Which is like, which is a test of public education. Because I don't know.
You know James Joyce, one of the greatest writers of all time?
I
know Cormac McCarthy?
You could say, Connor, I'll give you $1 million if you could tell me who James Joyce is. I'd be like, fucking a wrestler. I don't know what I tell you. I could.
James Joyce, the wrestler.
What is he? I mean,
sounds like he sings and plays a lot of acoustic guitar.
Sounds like
John Mayer.
Oh, local singer songwriter James Joyce.
James Joyce.
Not even close. Not even
James
fucking
Joyce. You
close.
Don't know him, dude. He's country folk musician. He has 3 Grammys. He has 3 bluegrass Grammys.
Oh, the Unabomber. Yeah, I know that guy.
Oh yeah, I am well aware who that dude is.
It's because he's got a cool nickname, dude. He's like Cher.
That's what it is. I know Cher is.
He's got a couple good hits.
He's got some fucking bangers right? out there.
Cher,
okay.
Kobe, Unabomber.
Yeah,
got him.
Household Holy Trinity.
Names. Household names.
They probably all have a cult following, so which is cool. And statues.
Well,
and they've all written books, apparently.
I was about to fucking hit you, son. And I saw how excited you were. I was just like, just let him have this. Just let AJ have this one.
Oh, you mean that fact I just dropped?
Fuck!
Hey! You don't think Kobe's got a book?
I know Kobe exploded in a fucking helicopter.
Well, his book's not about flying in helicopters.
You gotta hit the button.
Huh?
You gotta hit the button.
Jesus. Yeah, on the top. Yeah.
Oh.
Let me tell you something about Kobe.
This is out of control. This is out of control. We need to restore some order.
I'm getting... Now, every place I go to, somebody's going to talk shit.
Let me tell you one thing.
This is phenomenal. Well, we were just checking the boxes.
Unabomber is a fucking hero.
Incel book club over here. Right?
Incel sell book clubs by the seashore.
Incel sells.
Bookshelf.
Incel sells shelves.
Incel sells shells.
She sells seashells by the seashore, bud. Fuck.
Next to shotgun shells.
Next to my asshole. And then she can fuck it.
I went to the beach one time and there was a big white guy rapping about Jesus. He had a bunch of...
Wait, what? What?
No, just stop.
You went stop. You went to the beach.
Yep.
I was just at a beach.
I went to the beach one time, and there was this big white guy rapping about Jesus.
Okay, this is you calling someone else big. So how big are we talking?
Okay. If I'm saying big, right big he was bigger than me.
If he was my size, I'd say... White Shaq, white Shaquille O'Neal is rapping Jesus lyrics by the seashore.
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal is...
I have his pamphlet in my room. I bought a little pamphlet. I gave him $2. I bought a little pamphlet. Yeah, he's really crazy. His theory about Jesus
is
I mean, you could probably pick that up with a rapping at the beach. But
what was his theory?
Just like a bunch of anti-Semitic stuff. Just a bunch of crazy shit.
They're like, they're blowing up Palestinian
probably something hospitals. That, he probably knows John Dollar.
Probably shit that's actually real.
They're blowing up children's hospitals in Palestine. It's fucking crazy.
So it's like, Greg, you're talking about Greg. Yeah,
I know. It's like, no, I know that guy.
I use his pamphlet as a bookmark.
Steak? You talking about Steak?
No, fucking Steve. We get drunk underneath the bridge all the time. We don't fucking hang out.
Well, he was talented. Good. I hope he's doing well.
He's probably dead.
He's not.
He's dead as fuck, dude.
If he got any bigger, probably.
I just pictured, like, or heard the Morgan Freeman voiceover. He, in fact, was not
doing well. He was, in fact, not fine.
Oh, fuck.
It's just that ending, like, the border goes black. It's like, Steve died shortly after.
He died inhaling.
Shortly after spitting that hot 16 about Jesus Christ.
Steve had actually died of an overdose 11 days before this.
This was actually a ghost encounter.
Of hot dogs. I mean, it was a big guy.
Steve died inhaling too many cocks at once. Steve was like, give me
that's all the pants. That's a hot dog eating contest.
Bessie Gizler. Oh shit. Well,
I'm a gay man.
Well, that's our episode, folks.
That can't be the episode. That can't be the closer.
Hard cut. Hard cut. Hard cut.
Clip it.
New studio, new show dates. I have dates on my website right now, ajwilkerson.com. I have shows in Fort Collins, Colorado, Denver, Colorado. I'm going to Pittsburgh in just a couple of days. Phoenix sold out. Phoenix is right after Pittsburgh, already sold out. I'm going to California. I'm going to the Ontario Improv, Mic Drop San Diego, the Brea Improv, and the... somewhere else in California. Fuck. I don't know where else I'm going.
Kansas City, and then St. Louis, Missouri.
Ooh, yeah, Fountain City Comedy Festival in Kansas City, and then the weekend after in Springfield, Missouri, at Blue Room Comedy Club. Also, I have dates right now in Philly, Boston. We just added a weekend in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm coming back to Michigan, back to Grand Rapids, where I did the arena with Bert Kreischer. We're adding things all the time. We almost have every date through the end of the year. I have dates all the way through till December, so go check those out at ajwilkerson.com. Also, check out the Patreon. You can get the pre-roll, a whole other half-hour episode of the podcast, just the whole first part when we're doing some other stuff. And you can get all of that footage on patreon.com/TardationNation. Right there. Shout out your social medias, fellas.
John Dollar Comedy on Instagram, and also I don't look at anything else. But I will send... I will not send nudes to you for like $20 a month. don't. All right. It's on to you, buddy.
You can follow me at Kyra Finney Comedy on Instagram and at Flop Sweat on Instagram.
Yeah. Hey. Sydney Stevens Comedy on everything. Thanks for coming to the yard.
What in tarnation?